Kirby Leisman's interest in wakeboarding began with family vacations to the Lake of the Ozarks when he was just a kid. His next of kin were always on the water, so he jumped in too. He found a board his size, and he found his calling. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. I'm Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining me. Thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those contributions are tax deductible, and you can look up more information on our website, WWIB.com. Kirby Leisman's been a pro on the wakeboard circuit since he was 18. Today, the 30-year-old and his wife, Sydney, own and run Kirby's School of Wake in Missouri and Florida. And Kirby is back with me on Sports and Commentary. So you would think this sport is individual, but hey, you got to have a boat, right? And a boat driver. And when you go out to a show and, put out a program, how do you choreograph? How do you coordinate what you're going to do with a boat driver, Kirby?
They have a consistent driver for all these tournaments. So the towboat driver of the tournament, he just pulls in straight lines, turns around, comes back for everyone. So that's consistent. The only thing you really get to have your own personal preference on is your rope and your wakeboard and boots and life jacket.
Okay, so what board do you use?
Yeah, so I wakeboard for Ronix Wakeboards. And I ride the RXT, which is the most high-end, top-of-the-line wakeboard that just came out this year, and it's really been doing some cool stuff for me. I've been having fun on it.
Great. Well, you're 30 years of age. What is it like for you to compete on the pro circuit with these kids, some of them teenagers?
You know, I joke around. It's like 30 in wakeboard years is more like 60, and, that's one thing that's hard for me because everyone tries to speak over your abilities and, what you're going to be able to do at said age and whatnot, but I always figure age is a state of mind, and I feel no older than 20, so I'm going strong with that and, keeping up with the next generation of wakeboarders coming up. It's been interesting. I mean, they're taking the sport to a whole new level, and I'm really just trying to maintain, stay healthy, and stay active in the sport, and always when I get to a tournament, my goal is not necessarily to win, but it's more or less just to put on a good show, just to display that I'm still improving and adding to my ability levels. And sometimes it's rewarded, and sometimes I get, I get a little ego reducer. But, hey, these kids are putting in 100% to their, wakeboarding, and I got to applaud them for that.
Mm-hmm. So does being a crafty veteran give you any kind of edge out there?
I would sure hope, but these guys are pretty agile, and they seem to soar through the air like no other. So I got to really stay on my game to keep up with them.
Well, you met your wife, Sydney, on the water, right? Tell me that story.
Oh, it was pretty incredible how God orchestrated that. But, in the Lake of the Ozarks, we do a Bible study out on the boat. It's through an organization called Wake Well. They do these wake church get-togethers. So we just invite people out, teach them how to wakeboard, and then we share the gospel from the boat. Kind of an unorthodox church setting, but hey, it gets people, to come hear the word. And she was one of, the friends that we had come out who had, some friends of hers told her about it, and she thought it'd be neat, and we met that way, and it's kind of been history ever since.
Great. So you all have set up a couple of teaching locations in Florida and your home state of Missouri. Tell us about Kirby's School of Wake.
Yeah, we've just been really fortunate that my wife and I are able to work together and to, bring this wakeboarding school, to the people at Lake of the Ozarks, Missouri in the summer. Kids being out of school and looking for fun activities to do on vacation. And we've been doing that since 2010. But once I finished up school, I was going to college and getting my degree, and I knew that I needed to come up with something that would sustain us through the wintertime, because there wasn't really anywhere to wakeboard in Missouri come winter. And so we started seeking out places in Florida, and God led us to the perfect place here in Fort Myers, where we have also people who come here on vacation, and, they're looking for fun things to do, and we were able to provide a really good service here. So, yeah, we joke around that we're the youngest snowbirds around here, but we love it.
All right, so what's the technique of teaching somebody to do what you do, Kirby?
Yeah, the first initial part is just getting up out of the water, just like you would think of learning how to, say, water ski. But the good thing for our business is that everybody who learns how to water ski and tries to wakeboard finds themselves in a completely different process. So everyone thinks they can go do what they do on a water ski and try to get on a wakeboard, but really it ends up making it more difficult for them. So we're able to, you know, provide a, you know, a safe environment with using, you know, the top of the line wakeboard and wakeboard boats and all this stuff that makes wakeboarding easier for people. And it provides an environment where people are usually able to get up on a wakeboard and, you know, 1 to 2 tries, and then they're right away, they're learning how to skim across the water and go side to side. And some people come out on their first day and learn how to jump.
Wow. But for somebody who thinks they can just, you know, step on a board for the first time and duplicate the trick stuff that you do, what do you tell them?
I always tell them crawl, walk, run, because if you try to crawl and then get right into a run, you're going to end up and back in that school hard knocks thing I talked about earlier.
Yeah. Kirby'sSchoolOfWake.com is where you can find out more. Kirby Leisman, my guest, the pro wakeboarder, and let's plan on getting together again next time here on Sports and Commentary and talk about the impact that Jesus Christ has made in your life and is making in the professional wakeboard community, Kirby. So thanks for taking the time with me today.
Hey, thank you. We appreciate it.